Today on Real Life Radio.
The genesis of life is the measure of life itself. Isn't it amazing that you and I love life? What kind of a religion or person or people, culture or group would hate life and try to exterminate life?
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Well, friends, listen up. This is a very, very important plea. And it's not a plea for us here at the Real Life Network. It's a plea actually for you. We are living in remarkable moments, remarkable times, and you literally need the Real Life Network to be able to be available to you in an instant. In fact, we have just been meeting on how we can reach you live 24/7, 365 in the event of an emergency, in the event of a crisis. How can you connect with us and get biblically based, honest news in light of what's going on in the world around you? RealLifeNetwork.com. We cannot be canceled. And for this reason, now we see the clarity of why God brought us to do this channel in the first place. RealLifeNetwork.com. Sign up, subscribe, get ready. We will literally be broadcasting the truth to you.
Sign up for free at RealLifeNetwork.com. That's RealLifeNetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called Politics and Your Faith with a message titled, Why Defending the Preborn Matters. The Apostle Paul wrote many encouraging words, including how God holds our human existence above all else. It's why this series is so vitally important, especially when it comes to how we vote in the upcoming election. So we urge you to stay tuned. You see, preborn life is not only a political issue, it's a moral issue. It's a spiritual issue. But as a culture, we've left our biblical worldview to the point that we consider human life something disposable. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that when we go and vote for someone who opposes the life of the preborn, we're standing in opposition to God. If life matters to Him, it should matter to us. Now with his message called, Why Defending the Preborn Matters, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
What happens when you think like this? Mark it down. The third consideration, the genesis of the question is this. When does life lose its value? When you adopt that way of thinking, ladies and gentlemen. When you push God out of your thinking, watch, when you push God out of your thinking, then everything goes askew. The human being, listen, all of us, when we choose to think wrong against God, our thinking goes off the track and it goes into the bushes, it goes into the dirt, and our thinking goes insane. We think it's right, but it's wrong. And God says your heart becomes darkened and your thoughts become foolish and your logic and reason is skewed from reality and truth so far to the point that you begin to worship creation rather than the Creator. That's powerful. In Athens, Clark County, Massachusetts, they passed a law recently where, by the way, a teenager can go get an abortion without her parents' knowledge. It is now illegal to hand out goldfish at a carnival or fair because it teaches a devaluation of animal life to young children. It's illegal. You can't give away fair or carnival goldfish. Remember, we've all been cursed by those little goldfish you get when your kid throws the nickel in the thing and you went, oh boy, I want a goldfish. Now that's illegal in Massachusetts because they said it sends a message that it causes the child to think that life is disposable, but that same child can go get an abortion without the parents knowing in Massachusetts. Romans chapter 1, ladies and gentlemen, to a T. Point number two, politics and the preborn, the genesis of the facts. Number one is this, the evidence for life. The natural creation bears witness to many things, of course. But the overwhelming testimony is that mankind is the centerpiece of God's creation. Do you ever think about that? According to God, mankind is the centerpiece, not angels, Angels were not created in his image. You were. Isn't that amazing? A baby was created in the image of God. The evidence for life, the genesis of the facts, is amazing. The scientific evidence is overwhelming. There's the scientific overwhelming evidence regarding conception. And if you go back to a study in this worldview series, back to like our third or fourth study, you can look at some of the graphic displays we put up on the screen of conception and all the things that were taking place. The miracle of God as defined by science at conception. And then we consider about the evidence for life, the amazing design of it all. Again, you not only have to have, if evolution were to be true, you would have had to have a male-female human evolving at the exact same time, and by the way, both of them bumping into each other at the right time of the month, and them getting together to create the third human being. Think of that. And then you got to do that with monkeys, giraffes, everything has got to come and think, he's cute, she's cute, even though she's the only one on the planet, and, let's wrestle and make more. That's insane. Evolution's not true. God engineered it all. The evidence is overwhelming. Everything speaks about God's incredible evidence for life. The next thing is this. The genesis of the facts is the predetermined process to life. It's coded. Life is coded. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 12, God said there that he was going to create everything after its own kind and that within it, it would have its own information. This is very cool. Before I was born, I know that, 1858, before then, people used to think that there was evolution because this frog was a bigger frog than that frog, or this thing had scales, but it wasn't quite exactly a fish, or this thing must have evolved from that thing. And what's amazing is now we know from science that God was exactly right in Genesis chapter 1. Did you know that? Hello? God was exactly right, that everything produces after its own information-coded kind. And the variation within the species is written on the code. A species never moves onward to a different species, ever. Charles Darwin didn't know that, or if he knew that, he suppressed the truth and unrighteousness. A lizard does not become a bird and whatever. I mean, how many of you would like to be able to fly just with your body? Raise your hands. You'd like to just fly. Look at all of your hands. If evolution was true, we'd have wings right now. Why? Because we all want that. I want it, I want it, I want it. I think it, and thus it is. Evolve. Boom. I have dreams of flying. I run down the street. I don't want to get into that. It's personal, but it's, oh. It's not in my DNA, though, doggone it. I have to get an airplane to do that. God says, Book of Job, chapter 31, verses 14 to 15, that God predetermined. God was in the womb making and engineering. Job 31, verses 14 to 15. Isaiah 44, verse 2. I got to go quick. I'm out of time. Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you from the womb. God was there. There is the genesis of the facts, and the facts are these. There's a predetermined process to life, and abortion is the wrong thing to do. To stand up, Christian, for the defense of the preborn is what we must do. They are innocent, and God says that we need to defend them. Amen. Thirdly, under this point is the practicality of life. The practicality of it. Life makes sense, if you haven't looked around. It's a blessing. I say that lovingly and sarcastically at the same time because we see in our cultures, Europe is terribly under the scourge of this. Russia, the math for Russia's sociology is terrifying. Russians are not making new Russians, and they're losing their culture. Europe is going to be gone. I think it's 2036 or something like that. Europe, the European in Europe will become nearly extinct because they're not reproducing. Children are a blessing. All we hear about is you know, oh, that's so expensive, and well, we did our budget and we can't afford a kid. Excuse me, who in the world can afford a kid? I don't care how rich you are, you can't afford a kid. It's relative, because your rich kid's going to want a Ferrari, and my poor kid's going to want a, you know, a tiny tyke or something, or a Hot Wheel. Deuteronomy 7:13, listen to this. Deuteronomy 7:13 says, and he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb. Genesis 1:31, then God saw that everything that he had made, and it was good. It was very good. God says that about children. Third and final point, I'm going to push through. I've got 5 minutes. I'm going for it. Politics and the preborn, number three, is this. The genesis of life. Number one, the morality of life. It is a miraculous thing, but we're talking about the morality of life this way. Unless someone is under demonic influence, think about it. Life, by nature, is precious to us. How can a person exterminate another human life? In murder. I'm not talking war, that's different. And God says so. I'm talking about murder. The morality of life. You say, well, I don't know what you mean. How about this? Did you know that Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics are doing everything to keep women from seeing that baby in them with a sonogram? Did you know they're fighting against that? Why? You should see the statistics that once a pregnant girl, woman, sees the sonogram or hears the baby's heart, it's such a tiny, tiny, little, tiny thing, like that big, they change their mind. They say, I'm going to keep it. Why? Because there's a God-ordained morality to life, ordained by God. See, this is not a political issue, is it? Politicians have inserted their face into our business. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Micah chapter 6, verse 7. Maybe this is you tonight and you're struggling with this. You're scared. I understand that. There's people here who will love you and walk you through and help you. But if tonight you're fearing pregnancy, Micah chapter 6, verse 7 says, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? In other words, will God be pleased if I just get religious with what I'm about to do? What if I just talk to God and do a religious act? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Maybe somebody forced themselves on you. Maybe you were dating somebody, or maybe it doesn't matter what the thing, and you know, we shouldn't have done this, and I got to get rid of the child. Why should the child and you suffer any further from a mistake when God has a plan for that life and for your life? Forgiveness for you and life for that child. I've done services for women who have had abortions and wound up trying to have closure, where they gave a name to that child and they went forward and they fell on their knees and cried. And these were women from young ages to very old. I was very surprised. And they said, you know what, 30 years ago I aborted a child. It was a little boy and I gave him a name today. And there's closure. But why would you need to suffer that? You don't need to suffer that. Choose life. Always choose life. And when you go into the voting box in a few weeks, choose life. One candidate is against it, one is for it. Crystal clear. I believe as a pastor, if I don't say that, then I have blood on my hands. You may not like what I just said, but I'll stand before God and he'll smile upon me. Think for a moment. Los Angeles Times, you saw this in the obituaries, posted a key figure in the God is Dead movement of the 60s. He's dead now. He's a theologian. He figured out God died at some point in time. And we're all on our own. And he said if Christianity is ever going to survive, Christianity is going to have to learn how to function without God because he's dead. Guess what? Now he's dead. The guy that said that is dead. And you know what? If he could talk to us tonight, he would say, was I wrong? But church, listen. Professing to be wise, they've become fools. Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. When God dies in man's thinking, then man turns and kills other men. Because we have no one to answer to. If God is dead, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. If God is dead, it's the survival of the fittest. My gun's bigger than yours. What you have, I want. You lose. What's wrong with that? When somebody goes nuts in a theater in Colorado and kills people, and then we have the audacity to say, how could this happen in America? When we've pumped it into that kid's head for 16 years in school, he's nothing but a biological freak, climbed out of a primordial hole, he's an evolutionary byproduct, and it's the survival of the fittest. I'm being sarcastic, but you get my drift? We are a culture of hypocrisy. God is not dead. Your life matters. And maybe tonight, this thing about, and this argument about, is it political, is it a spiritual, is it a religious thing about the preborn child, the unborn child? It's all of the above. It's a moral issue, it's a religious issue, it's a political issue. And we end with this. The genesis of life is the measure of life itself. Isn't it amazing that you and I love life? What kind of a religion or person or people, culture or group would hate life and try to exterminate life? If Islamicists are terrorists to the world, then what would a mother or a father plotting and planning an abortion of the fetus or the child or the preborn or the young, whatever apply you make it, whatever context you're in, wouldn't that child now view its own mother as a terrorist? Coming against it? Coming against him? Coming against her? Whatever your context? Now listen, the measure of life, God says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as white as wool. Come, let's talk. Maybe tonight you talked your girlfriend into having an abortion or your wife. Or maybe you were scared and you said, I just got to do something about this. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. God knows that. And he hears and feels your suffering and your pain. And God wants to forgive you and set you free tonight. Do you understand that? This message predominantly tonight was to instruct you in how you should argue and defend and stand for the preborn and vote. But what if it's you tonight? God loves you and you've been bearing that load. I killed my child. What would he have looked at like? How old would she have been by now? And you've been carrying that load. Let me encourage you right now. According to the scriptures, that baby's in heaven. The Bible makes it very clear, where there is no knowledge of the law, there is no sin imparted. That child is in heaven. Do you want to see that child again? Can you imagine? Before God Almighty being reunited? You say, I don't know, that's kind of terrifying. In perfection, God wants to lift that load from your heart. And I want you to think about that tonight. Let's pray right now together. And you consider this. Nobody moves. This is a serious moment. There are people tonight, either here or watching right now, the burden on them is crushing them. It's killing them. And you need to be praying, Christian, for those that are that may be right around you right now. In fact, listen, let's pray. And I'm going to, Father, we just pray. We ask you, Lord, right now. Guys, can you dim the sanctuary lights? Father, I just ask you, Lord God, that you'd work upon the hearts right now of your people. Maybe there's someone here that's not a Christian and they heard about forgiveness, that this message tonight is for them. And they want their sins forgiven and they want to know Jesus. They want to know the power of God. Maybe you're a Christian tonight, but there are issues in your life. It doesn't have to be this topic, but there are things that are just destroying your life. It's crushing you. Tonight is a good night to make reconciliation with God and then once with God, with yourself at the foot of the cross. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine. You cannot commit a sin so great that Christ cannot forgive. The issue is, will you come? In fact, I'm going to ask you right now, I'm going to ask the worship team to play. I'm going to ask you tonight, if you want to receive healing and forgiveness, I'm going to ask you, listen, Jesus hung on the cross for you publicly. I'm going to ask you to get up from your chair and come up and stand at the foot of these steps. And in a moment, we'll pray together. You could be accepting Christ tonight. Maybe you're rededicating your life tonight. Maybe you're fine with Christ, but it's something about the past. You want to leave it tonight and be set free. You know, be honest with God, be honest with yourself. Jesus said also, to those of you who don't know Christ, Jesus said, if you deny me before men, when the opportunity comes, when you deny me, I will deny you. But if you accept me, acknowledge me before men, then I will acknowledge you before my Father, which is in heaven.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Why Defending the Preborn Matters. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Politics and Your Faith. It's a series on obeying God in all things, including politics, government, and our worldview. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Today, more and more Christ followers are living out their faith no matter what. And one way we can help is through our website. At jackhibbs.com/realradio, you'll find access to Pastor Jack's devotions, YouTube channel, podcasts, Facebook, live streamed events, and so much more. Again, our website is jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. And don't forget to download the Real Life mobile app for on-the-go access to all that Pastor Jack has to offer.
So here we are at this time of the year, and it's a very critical year on all fronts. We see a nation that is probably actually, unofficially, but officially at war. We've got nations that are really tearing each other apart, and internally, all nations in this world right now, it's not just America, all nations seem to be coming apart from the inside out. It's overwhelming until you stop and realize, wait a minute, wait, God had me be born and be alive for such a time as this. Paul the Apostle put it this way, none of these things move me. Friend, let that be your statement as well. Let none of these things move you, because greater is he, the Lord, that is in you, than he that is the works of Satan that are in this world. So in light of that, let's do this. Let's pray. So Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we pray to you, Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask you, God, that you'd give us that peace that passes all understanding, while at the same time, our eyes are wide open to the reality of what's going on in the world around us. Lord, let us not be intimidated. Don't allow us, Lord, to be somehow frightened that we would take the light of the gospel that is in us and hide it under a basket or a bushel. Nope, Lord, cause us to stand strong. And as we pray as a family, and as you use the Real Life Network more and more, God, we are blown away with how many doors you've opened up to us to reach members of Congress and to reach people who are in other countries and to reach the man on the streets. So Lord, keep us usable. May we not fail. Don't let us get our eyes off of you. Hang on to us, Lord, because we cannot hang on to you enough. In your grip, may we abide. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.